Exodus chapter 39. With the blue, purple, and scarlet wool, they made finely woven garments for service in the holy place. They made Aaron's garments for the holy place, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Bezalel made the ephod of gold, of blue, purple and scarlet wool, and a fine twined linen. They hammered gold sheets and cut them into wires to work them into the blue, purple, and scarlet wool and into the fine linen, the work of a skillful workman. They made shoulder pieces for the ephod, attached at its two upper corners. Its finely woven waistband was like the ephod. It was made of one piece with the ephod, made of fine twined linen that was gold, blue, purple, and scarlet, just as Yahweh had commanded Moses. They crafted the onyx stones enclosed in settings of gold, set with engravings as on a signet, with the names of the sons of Israel. Bezalel put them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod to be memorial stones for the sons of Israel, as Yahweh had commanded Moses. He made the breastpiece, the work of a skillful workman, fashioned like the ephod. He made it of gold, of blue, purple, and scarlet wool, and of fine linen. It was square. They folded the breastpiece double. It was one span long and one span wide. They set in it four rows of precious stones. The first row had a ruby, a topaz, and a garnet. The second row had an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. The third row had a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. The fourth row had a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. The stones were mounted in gold settings. There were 12 stones, one for each of the names of the sons of Israel, each engraved like a signet with the name of one of the 12 tribes. On the breastpiece, they made chains like cords, braided work of pure gold. They made two settings of gold and two gold rings, and they attached the two rings to the two corners of the breastpiece. They put the two braided chains of gold in the two rings at the corners of the breastpiece. They attached the other two ends of the braided chains to the two settings. They attached them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod at its front. They made two rings of gold and put them on the two other corners of the breastpiece, on the edge next to the inner border of the ephod. They made two more gold rings and attached them to the bottom of the two shoulder pieces of the front of the ephod, close to its seam, above the finely woven waistband of the ephod. They tied the breastpiece by its rings to the ephod's rings with a blue cord, so that it might be attached just above the ephod's finely woven waistband. This was so that the breastpiece might not become unattached from the ephod. This was done as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Bezalel made the robe of the ephod entirely of blue fabric, the work of a weaver. The robe had an opening for the head in the middle. The opening had a woven edge round about so that it did not tear. On the bottom hem of the robe, they made pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and of fine linen. They made bells of pure gold, and they put the bells between the pomegranates all around on the bottom edge of the robe, between the pomegranates, a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, on the edge of the robe for Aaron to serve in. This was as Yahweh had commanded Moses. They made the tunics of fine linen for Aaron and for his sons. They made the turban of fine linen, the ornate headbands of fine linen, the linen undergarments of fine linen, and the sash of fine linen and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, the work of an embroiderer. This was as Yahweh had commanded Moses. They made the plate of the holy crown of pure gold. They engraved on it, like the engraving on a signet, "Holy to Yahweh." They attached to the turban a blue cord to the top of the turban. This was as Yahweh had commanded Moses. So the work on the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, was finished. The people of Israel did everything. They followed all the instructions that Yahweh had given to Moses. They brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent and all its equipment, its clasps, frames, bars, posts, and bases, the covering of ram skins dyed red, the covering of fine leather, and the screen to conceal the Ark of the Covenant decrees, as well as the poles and the atonement lid. They brought the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the lampstand of pure gold and its lamps in a row, with its accessories and the oil for the lamps, the golden altar, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, the screen for the tabernacle entrance, the bronze altar with its bronze grate and its poles and utensil, and the large basin with its base. They brought the hangings for the courtyard with its posts and bases, and the screen for the courtyard entrance, its ropes and tent pegs, and all the equipment for the service of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting. They brought the fine woven garments for serving in the holy place, the holy garments for Aaron the priest and his sons, for them to serve as priests. Thus the people of Israel did all the work as Yahweh had commanded Moses. Moses examined all the work, and behold, they had done it. As Yahweh had commanded, in that way they did it. Then Moses blessed them.